In today's show, Bitcoin price hits 1 week high in a matter of minutes, surging $1,500. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, as well as the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Mandepop and Bitcoin Jack. Also breaking news, Aaron Rodgers has taken a portion of his $22 million NFL salary in Bitcoin, as he reveals here on crypto Twitter. I believe in Bitcoin and the future is bright. That's why I'm teaming up with Cash App to take a portion of my salary in Bitcoin today. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell unveils massive Ethereum allocation and says demand shock for ETH is far greater than Bitcoin. And in this new interview, he reveals why he prefers ETH over Bitcoin and says that the Ethereum ecosystem is about to 100x the rest of the entire space combined. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Plan B creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model is sticking with his $135,000 Bitcoin year end price prediction. And as we all know, 133 days ago, which is over 4 months ago, he predicted August closing at 47,000, check, as well as September closing at 43,000, again, check. And then he predicted October closing at 63,000, which was just one day behind. Now that we just broke back above 63K, with the next targets for November close above 98,000 and a December close above 135,000. Also be breaking down his latest chart he just shared here this morning. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. Let's go. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. Not only can you trade Bitcoin, Ether, as well as the top cryptos, you can also trade physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. The only caveat, this is only available to those in the United States. So to take advantage of this, as well as receive your first month absolutely free, go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA today and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin abruptly hit a one-week high on November 2nd after days of sideways action, ended in a brief but strong breakout. As you can see here in the Bitcoin one-minute candle chart, we surged literally $1,500 in a matter of minutes. And at this time, Bitcoin's currently trading above 63K, which was Plan B's target that he shared literally 133 days ago. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Mandepop points out here, Bitcoin ready to break out? I think so. And so does popular crypto analyst Tech Dev, and also Philby Philby and others said the move was anticipated with chart signals flashing volatility on Monday. Quoting him here, another bit of nothing day for Bitcoin, still struggling around the MR line. Next touch on resistance will be the fourth touch of the downtrend. So a retest and breakout fits with what I'm looking for. We have lost the MR line and found resistance there, but I'm expecting the next move to happen within the next 48 hours. And others highlighted Bitcoin's relative strength index, better known as the RSI, now being above 7. Which is a classic prelude to an incoming extended rally. As Bitcoin Jack shares here, small sample size, but historically a 100% accurate prelude to a multi-month rally, as he shares right here in this chart. Also, the RSI levels are being keenly watched to determine both a breakout and an ideal market exit opportunity. Bullish tendencies have been stacking up across the Bitcoin ecosystem as November starts. The latest data shows that in addition to the on-chain metrics in the green, investment habits are echoing February. The run-up to previous all-time highs of $64,900. And specifically, the funds purchased more BTC in October than miners produced, which is a first since the second month of the year. Also, miners themselves have become accumulators this year in 2021, with only May's China debacle causing a rift in the trend. As you can see in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin miner reserves brought to you by CryptoQuant. And before I break down our next break-in story of the day, Aaron Rodgers has taken a portion of his $22 million NFL salary in Bitcoin, as well as macro guru Raoul Pau unveils massive Ethereum allocation and says demand shock for ETH is far greater than Bitcoin, as well as Plan B sticks with his $135,000 Bitcoin price prediction for year's end, and I break down his latest chart. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, ETH, and many of the alts currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up almost 2% for the day, trading just above $63,100, and Ether up almost 2% as well, trading just above $4,400, and touched the new all-time high here this morning and on that cusp of doing so and entering price discovery mode. Once again, we have Solana barely in the green, along with Binance up 3%. We have Polkadot up a whopping 14.5%. We started breaking out yesterday and now trading at around $52, while Cardano, Dogecoin, and Shiba all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, says he will be taking a part of his NFL salary in Bitcoin. That's right. In a new video posted on his Twitter account yesterday, November 1st, Rodgers dressed as fictional character John Wick, likely for Halloween, and said he'd be partnering with the Cash App to take a portion of his salary in Bitcoin. The NFL reported in July that Rodgers would be earning $1.1 million base salary on top of $14.5 million signing bonus and a $6.8 million roster bonus for March, totaling roughly $22.3 million. And checking out his announcement right here, I believe in Bitcoin and the future is bright. That's why I'm teaming up with the Cash App to take a portion of my salary in Bitcoin today. In fact, he's even given away $1 million in free BTC. Pretty interesting, right? Now check this out. Rodgers' total salary would be worth roughly 368.84 BTC at Bitcoin's current price, just above $60,000. And though the crypto asset reached an all-time high recently of 67,000 on October 20th, it dipped under 60,000 more than once last week and has been mainly moving between 60 and 63K. Rodgers joins other professional sports players embracing crypto as the space seemingly becomes more mainstream. Last week, as I reported here on the show, Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback Tom Brady, shout out to Brady, said he would be compensating for the fan who held his 600th career touchdown football with one Bitcoin along with some signed sports memorabilia. Now, before I break down next story of the day, macro guru Raoul Pau unveils massive Ethereum allocation and says demand shock for ETH is far greater than Bitcoin, as well as Plan B sticks to his $135,000 year-end Bitcoin price prediction. I shared the latest updates from the Stock to Flow creator himself. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $2.7 trillion with $141 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 44%, even with the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Loop Ring leading the pack, up a whopping 87% for the day and 201% for the week, trading at $1.31. The Sandbox up a whopping 30% for the day and 221% for the week, trading at $2.75. And Audius up 24%, trading at $2.83. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated to 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 74, last week a 76 in extreme greed, and last month a 49 neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Real Vision founder and CEO Raoul Pau is opening up to his followers about how much of his portfolio he's devoting to Ethereum and why he prefers ETH over BTC. The former Goldman Sachs executive tells Real Vision's 569,000 YouTube subs that he's bullish on ETH because the cash generated in the Ethereum ecosystem is about to 100x the rest of the entire space combined. He also argues that a demand shock could be coming to Ethereum due to the various use cases of the leading smart contract platform, explains Real Vision founder, quoting him here, Ethereum has a restricted supply because of the burning of ETH from the gas fees. Everybody's staking their tokens for ETH 2.0, so you've taken loads off the exchange. Then there is about $100 billion locked up in DeFi, decentralized finance, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, and all of that. That actually leaves a free float of Ethereum of about 11%. 11% is all the available Ethereum that you could buy if you went into the marketplace, and we've got that demand shock going in front of our eyes. Bitcoin has nothing like that going on. Yes, there is a supply shock. Yes, there's a bit of demand shock, but it just doesn't have the network intensity that Ethereum does. Pal is also also unveiling his massive Ethereum allocation after saying on Twitter last week that he's more than irresponsibly long ETH right now, as he shared here on Crypto Twitter. Just so we are clear, I am more than irresponsibly long ETH right now. I have now leverage, but via calls. This is by far and away the biggest personal position of my entire life by a factor of 10 or more. My view horizon for this part of the trade is 6 to 9 months. And he goes on to share, I obviously also own BTC and a whole bunch of other stuff, crypto layer ones, DeFi and interoperability stuff. I think most undervalued plays for the future, not now, are Rally, Chili's, Dapper Labs, The Sandbox, Decentraland, and other metaverse and social tokens. I am not shilling them as they are big picture future plays. I am not looking for quick gains in those strategic undervalued bets. So don't follow me in expecting a pump. I have no interest in that. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And to watch this entire analysis, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, Plan B sticks to $135,000 Bitcoin year-end price prediction. I share the latest updates from the Stock to Flow analyst. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 970 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Here's the original tweet, which started all the controversy, which he shared back on June 20th. And he predicted, and this was a time where Bitcoin was not looking so bullish. He predict my worst case scenario for 2021 on Chase Base, August, greater than 47,000. Check. He hit it right on the money. September, 43,000. Again, check, right on the money. October, he had closing at 63,000. As we all know, we closed just above 61,000, which is a 3% rounding error. However, one day later, we just witnessed a $1,500 miraculous pump. And guess what? We're above 63K. Now, November, he shows us closing above 98,000 and December above $135,000. And he also points out his best case scenario of 450,000 for a December close. Now, check this out. October, 61,000, new monthly close, all time high. Check. Okay. 3% rounding error. Close enough for me. Next target's November, greater than 98,000, with December target greater than $135,000. And someone responded here and wrote, 133 days ago, price was 35,000 per BTC. We had energy FUD. We had China bans. We had death crosses. Negative headlines predicted prices of a 20K Bitcoin. We had extreme fear on the crypto greed and fear index of a 10. Everyone was crying about the stock to flow being broke. Plan B predicted Bitcoin all-time high on October. 63,000 is close enough, which is up 74% since June 20th when he originally made that prediction. So much respect to Plan B. And he recently shared some charts. Imagine selling Bitcoin now. And in this chart, he shares the Bitcoin 200-week moving average, realized cap, which also just recently hit a new all-time high. And this morning, he updated us like clockwork along with this chart of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. So we are right on the money. Expect fireworks between now and December. And in fact, if a lengthening cycle happens, which many are predicting, expect fireworks throughout the first and even potentially the second quarter of next year. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price will likely end before the end of this year? Do you feel 135,000 as Plan B predicts will be accurate, or you think we'll surpass it as Max Keiser's predicting 220,000 before year's end? Still in play. Let me know your prediction in the comments right down below. I also like to point out that the Bitcoin stock to flow cross asset model predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average between now and 2024, which is the time of the next halving. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price hits 1 week high, surging $1,500 in minutes. Also shared breaking news, NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers will accept part of his $22 million salary in the king of all crypto. Also in today's show, we discussed macro guru Raoul Powell unveiling his massive Ethereum allocation of 85% and says the man shock for ETH is far greater than Bitcoin. Also in today's show, we discussed Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, sticking by his $135,000 are, Bitcoin year end, price prediction, but where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence. I appreciate the super chat contribution. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Jenny Jones wrote, JV caught me off guard by surprise. So honored to hear you read off my comment. Well, you got another one. You are the crypto guy, the best. Great show, great content today. As always, peace. Cheers, Jenny Jones. I appreciate your continued support. Thanks so much for tuning in. And our next featured comment of the day comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hey, brother JV, I missed the live show you started early. Once again, full of information and your intelligent insights. I still hold out for the $100,000 by November 8th. Take care. God bless you and yours. Hey, brother Pokemon, $100,000 by November 8th. Send it. Let's freaking go. Now for our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Raiden Clash. Hi, JV. I've been listening to your show for months on Spotify while I do my industrial painting job. I activated my YouTube account today just to subscribe to your show. Looks like 50,000 subs are just around the corner. I started listening in March after becoming interested in Dogecoin. I have come a long way since then and I'm investing in Bitcoin, Ether, Cardano, using dollar cost averaging. Thanks for your upbeat and factual reporting. It really helped me get through the summer dip and gave me the courage to buy it. BTC to the moon, bro. Thanks for tuning in on Spotify as well as YouTube. I also appreciate you subscribing. Bitcoin to the moon. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick, before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. You can get set up and actually receive your first month absolutely free. They also have a special promo running right now. Get $100 in free Bitcoin from iTrust by completing the following three steps. Step number one, register here. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Step number two, confirm your email. And step number three, fund your account. That's it. And yes, $100 in real BTC, absolutely free. This particular free BTC offer is currently only available in the United States. So please keep that in mind. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.